Do you ever cut your wrists and think, this is kinda kinky? Not just kinky, but Japanese porn worthy. Pussies use small blades, I like to use a machete. The real pros just shove their arm down a meat mincer. That's hot! Other people's arms, of course. You know, those small Filipino women will do anything for a quick dollar. Well, 50 cents, actually. Especially when you have them drugged and chained to your bed. It's like they just don't care. The ones that wake up, at least. But, you know, as they say, you can never have enough Rohypnol. This is the Drudge Report for the 8th of October 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and I'm feeling some pasta right now. God damn it, the Italians will have to wait. Polls, strip clubs, Obama. Inflation is perhaps the stripper's worst nightmare, as that $100 bill becomes about as worthless as their own life. Yet for Obama, inflation is encouraged, and is even correlated with his chances of winning the election. Talking about polls, in what is the world's worst segue in a news story, Romney is owning Obama in pre-election opinion, and it seems like a confident GG for the Muslim in the White House. Thank you, Madonna! Romney is overtaking Obama in every single poll, with 49% going with Romney and 45% for Obama. This is a major improvement from last September, where only 43% were going for Romney and a huge 51% were choosing to vote for Obama. Someone dropped the ball this time and it was only a small tennis ball. They're not that heavy. The military even hate blacks, besting Obama more than 2-1. 66% of personnel from a 3,100 sample would vote for Romney, while 26% would only vote for Obama. However, traditionally this has been the case, with Obama only receiving 23% preference in the 2008 election. May the most corrupt man win. Keep treating people like idiots, and hopefully one day you won't even have to say a word. A US think tank has said that Iran could produce enough weapons-grade uranium to arm a nuclear bomb within 2 to 4 months, but would still face serious engineering challenges. In fact, I've got the scoop right here. I discovered this, I talked to Dinner Jacket, and I totally know what's going on. Iran plans to strap a nuclear fuel rod onto one of their own citizens and glide him over to Israel. The main challenge was in finding someone to volunteer. This strategy involves shouting Allah really loudly, along with a healthy dose of arm waving. Mr. Dinnerjacket has vowed not to participate, saying that, "I hate Israel, but not that much." They believe that by dressing up the person in a dodgy cardboard nuclear power station cutout designed by indie teenagers from a leftover Middle Eastern-themed dress-up party is enough to fool Israeli guards. Trials have shown that of the 15 people dressed in such a manner approaching Israel, all 15 were shot dead, including an extra 5 indie teenagers. It's not real, I made it all up, okay? It's no wonder you never see an Australian think tank. Romney or Obama? Who cares? Chavez won the election and you heard it here first. There's something to put on my CV. Predicted the re-election of a dictator, 2012. The US themselves have even congratulated Chavez on his win, most likely because of all their sweet crude that requires a sweet relationship. In fact, it's estimated that Chavez's fourth chin hosts the world's largest proven reserves of oil, second only to Venezuela. This paves the way for another 6 years of terror, as Hugo Chavez pledges to deepen his socialist revolution, despite a slimmer margin as compared to the 2006 election. Of course, with the global economy as it is, bribes did have to be cut back, so it's completely understandable. Well, you won, Chavez, and you deserve my non-mocking congratulations. You clearly won fair and square, so now that you're in power for another 6 big ones, can you please not assassinate me? I didn't mean to say all those nasty things about you. They're just jokes. Please, Chavez. Please. Unionized New York Times staffers planned a short walkout on Monday afternoon after failed contract negotiations. Freaking hell, I'll take your job. One union leader even claimed hypocrisy of the New York Times pro-union stance by saying that what's being written by the New York Times editorial pages is not what is being followed. Politics is a dirty word. That's why I hate the government. A mysterious algorithm in the stock market managed to single-handedly make up 4% of all quote traffic in the US stock market last week. One single high-frequency trading machine. It's too bad robots can't date other robots, because this one would have been a winner. He would have been at second base within a nanosecond, and their 40-year marriage would have been over in little under 5 seconds. I wish I was a robot. I can barely do the dance. I just look like a Terminator dying. Last week's presidential debate was a disaster for Obama, even more so than his economic policies. So much so that Romney won the debate by a whopping 52-point margin, according to Gallup, the most resounding margin since the polling giant began tracking debates 20 years ago. Even among Democrats, 49% thought Romney was the winner, with only 39% of his supporters saying Obama had won the day. Now, come on guys, don't ditch a brother like this. He's one of us. I mean, He's black and he has a Muslim name, but he loves his country like any other American, so much so that he doesn't want you to have a job. He just wants you to sit there and relax. You know what I'm saying, guys? Snoop Dogg's the only one nodding his head as I speak. Allegedly, the most work he's ever done was roll a joint while stoned. Trust me, it's difficult while you're baked. Twitter has exploded after Stacey Dash, better known as That Black Actress, also her professional stage name, publicly endorsed Mitt Romney. Traitor! You're nothing more than a traitor, and I bet you're even proud of your slave heritage, you Holocaust sympathizer. What's that? You're a terrorist? I know, right? Not that you can be any more of a terrorist than Obama. I mean, it's bad enough she has faith in either party, so I treat her like any other schmuck. That is, with a news story and the Julius Reed tick of approval. But damn, she has such a nice rack. Turkey's president has said that the worst-case scenario has played out between Syria and the country, as the two cowardice nations volley shells and rockets over the border. For a sixth day, Turkey has fired back a shell into Syria. This is like the slowest game of Mario Tennis in history. All kinds of potentially dangerous shenanigans arise, as turtle shells fly all over the place and mushrooms get consumed. Unfortunately, there's no reset button in real life. Not that a few dead Muslims concern the Western world. Bring it on, bitch. That means more oil for us. First, it started out with a couple dozen cases. Now it's a full-blown zombie showdown out there. I'm too afraid to go outside, and I live in Australia. It now turns out that an estimated 13,000 patients may have been exposed to the tainted spinal steroid injections via a deadly fungal meningitis. Brace yourselves, gentlemen. However, we must stay positive with these kinds of things. It's estimated that everyone will be dead before the US election, so at least there's something practical to come out of this eventuality. Gaza militants have fired a barrage of rockets and mortar shells into Israeli territory on Monday. I didn't know it was a let's bomb the shit out of each other week in the Middle East. Why wasn't the Reed invited? I can represent the Australian embassy in Libya. Israeli warplanes responded immediately, striking a number of rocket launching squads, hitting several facilities belonging to Hamas. Cool, that's fun. People killing each other. You know, that's kind of what news is about nowadays, isn't it? You know, death and destruction. Oh, look, it's a cute dog. Got killed, sorry. I apologise for all the violence, but don't shoot the messenger. Oh, well, I'm probably going to die too. Oh, shit. A wireless company profiting from the so-called Obama phone giveaway program is run by a prominent Democratic donor whose wife has raised more than $1.5 million for the president since 2007. Don't worry, she's not black, so we haven't discovered anything potentially sus, but we'll get back to you when we do hit a revelation. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. But don't worry, there will always be tomorrow's show. Wait, is that Chavez? He's got a gun! I think he's trying to kill me! I don't want to die! This is the Drudge Report for the 8th of October, 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and farewell from this cruel world as I get killed by Chavez. Don't worry, I've baked a cake. The fat dictator's only weakness, second to ideological freedom.